Simon Tafrei Shdal, which is the Lachas of Ephraim Kippur. We're holding in Sif Beis, excuse me, Sif Katan, Sif Aleph. We're holding Shabbos Sif Katan Beis. We're holding a few lines in. Four lines in, exactly. It says, Bimchal Erev Im Kippur, Be'echad B'Shabbos. So, if Im Kippur is a Sunday night, which Im Kippur could fall out on a Sunday night, so, if therefore Erev Yom Kippur is on Echad B'Shabbos, B'Shabbos Shalafonim he sang the Tanis Choloim. He fasted on Shabbos the Tanis Choloim. So Shabbos Shuva, he fasted the Tanis Choloim. Now the rule is normally we say when a person fasts the Tanis Choloim on Shabbos, he has to be Misana Tanis L'Tanisa. Supposed to fast another day as a Kippur for the fact that he fasted on Shabbos. So Sarkel Meisav Tanis L'Tanisa Achar Shabbos. Every Yom Kippur, you can't fast on every Yom Kippur, which would normally maybe
fast on Tuesday day after.
Well, no, we'll see what it means.
After
Al Yitza Aracher Avor Hamoyed, so you push it up till after the Moyed passes, which passes means even after Simchus Torah. Fridas Hataz Liel B'Simon Reish Peches Sivkot Gimel and Tzarich Shuv Lisanus Acher Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippur Mekippur Gamal Zeh. He doesn't need to fast in this situation because the Yom Kippur was Mechaper. So in this situation, he does not need to fast.
According to some,
according to the Taz.
We should caution all these during the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot.
Not Lachatchila.
I mean not Lachatchila.
A person who finds fasting difficult, so he can rely on the opinion of the Taos, the Yom Kippur is Mechap. Person who made a netter, he's only going to eat meat on Yom Tov. He's not going to eat meat outside of Yom Tov. So he's representing Tav Kufayin, the Mutter Lechol by Yom Kippur. Every Kippur qualifies for a dinyamtiv for this purpose, and he's allowed to eat meat. Rosh Hashanah make a dinyamtiv because people refer to every Kippur as a yamtiv. Well, be boy mitzvahs on Rosh Hashanah. Af kamashachris, you can eat early in the day also meat. And we give them nachal bosim kamashachris. Our minhag is to eat two meals on every Kippur, and both of them are fleshings. And he was intending based on the minute, which is he's allowed to eat meat on any meal which he'll partake of on this day of this holiday. The night before, however, is not permitted to eat meat. Okay.
We're talking about
this is referring to a person who's made an actual explicit netter. He didn't say explicitly. He just never would eat meat unless it's some element of a holiday. Days you don't say tachanun. So he's allowed to even eat meat the night before because. Just based on the minig, not based on the neder mamish, but based on the episode in Haga, we don't see that the night before is excluded. There's a discussion in the Paiskim. We'll take a look at the short scene in a second. The Davka Balai the Mamish, I will love you, Kalamazet, I'll be sure he's Bala Arvis. But that's that, Jalad eat meat the night before, is talking about, it's Vare Laila. We've had these Avamar of early, doesn't permit that. Tell the Shartzian. Yud Aleph. Welcome Shemar Ben Besichas. So go in the case where a person did not explicitly say an editor. He was just knowing never to eat meat except for an Yom Tov. So he can eat meat even the night before. That tzarit shatziyun b'makam b'shemar b'slichus b'shmaris. Imken ein choshen osel yomtiv. Remember they said slichus actually by night time. B'shmaris meant like early, before it is daylight. So they're saying a belayla. So we, our minigas, were remayed in slichas. Means even though they said slichas very early, they were remayed in slichas. Because it's already yom tov. Means they're calling it layla yom tov. If you tell me that you would say a long, there's some people, places where they had a minig, Erev Yom Kippur, they would say a long slichas, like Erev Rosh Hashanah. So you don't say long slichas like that on the day of a yom tov. So you means you hold it's not a yom tov. So he holds on a yom tov. So you're the minig that you only eat by yom tov would not be permitted now. So that situation, a person should not eat meat in the evening. Okay. Sif base. And over Pneum, Erev Yom Kippur, we don't in the Philos of Payim, Erev Yom Kippur. We feel the deal with it as a Yom Tov. Agav, Vigani, Murmur, La Matzeach, we don't say La Matzeach, or Umiz Melasada, we don't say Miz Melasada. Kamen Armin Karim Chalois, Hashachar, Harba Slichas, in Slichas also, we say a shortened version of Slichas. There's some places which they say a long slichas, like in the Rosh Hashanah, whatever the meaning is, it is. Amir Sabino Malkeno, Erev Yom Kippur. Yesh Malchagas Ben Achrayim. Whether you say Avinu Malkeno or Erev Yom Kippur is Malchagas. The Minig Iri Shlola Amar. The Ramah writes the Minig of Krakow is not to say. The only exception is the case of Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. We only say Avinu Malkeinu by Neila. The rest of Shabbos, you don't say it. Therefore, to compensate for that, we say Erev Yom Kippur on Friday morning, Erev Yom Kippur by Shachos, we would say. Also, we would say Erev Yom Kippur Shachos.
Like last year and this year.
And over in the Alpineum, Zog the Mishnah Berurah Gimel. So, Kappen Gimel, and Logan, Master Success, Kamal Yomtiv, therefore, you're not, there's nothing to feel as up high. Now, this is an exception, it's one of the exceptions where the Mincha before, you do say Tachon. Right. Normally, many times, the Yomtiv is. It schleps along, Megarer along, the mincha beforehand that you don't say tachon. But here's the exception, because over here it's Yom Tov is the fact that it's Erev Yom Kippur.
Erev Pesach Sheni also does it.
So if, since it's Yom Tov is the fact that it in itself is the Erev, so the Erev of the Erev is not Pater. Similarly, she mentioned Pesach Sheni. You don't say tachanun, that the current moshit is, but the mincha before you do. You don't say we don't want to refer to this day as the day of tzoro because it's the day of yom tov. The mizul tzoro, we don't say there's anabayas how you also the harker b'shum korban and echel be'er yom kippur. They couldn't be marked by a korban soyta. And Erev Yom Kippur would be made on the chila. Shekel kaponim kol gabonos nacholim liyom alayla shalacharim. I mean, any carbon wasn't bought then. Yom Kippur miyav shalachol nims and mevel day. So there's no animal was only eaten for that day. Most animals are eaten either for the day, the night, the following day, or two full days. Or just or something the day and that day and that night. Not two full days. Right? One full day. So, but either way, Yom Kippur is going to encroach upon that. Erev Yom Kippur, Korban brought Erev Yom Kippur, would be encroached upon. So, no Korbanos, first of all, brought Erev Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, Miyav Shalechel, Nim said, maybe the Psul. So, you can't eat Yom Kippur. So, it's going to go out, it's not going to be totally consumed. You end up taking someone out of the base of Psul to be burnt. That's not correct. you don't say mitzvah, so therefore we don't say mitzvah.
No, Adam.
They wouldn't bring the korban, so we don't say mitzvah l'sayim. Everybody burns shacharis, but mitzvah ain't armor l'sayim b'chol gal. Even in the case where it falls out on erev, if it falls out on Shabbos, and it's erev Shabbos, you're going to say if you don't make it in the morning, it's all in the morning, not in the afternoon. So the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch says, "A mashen ogim lasses kaporim every mikipurim lishcha tanagelos akol ben zocher v'lemer lo psukim yesh limnoya hamidik." So Shulchan Aruch discourages the minig of kaporis. Why? He holds darchi amari. So it looks like some type of kishuf. It's like an animal. Say this goes and this and this. You know, it sounds like guru.
The Rastafarians.
What?
The Rastafarians.
The Rastafarians. Sounds like voodoo, you know.
Central Park.
Yeah. Okay, Hagor. Yesh me gainim shekosu minigaz. But it's mentioned already in the gainim. Okay, kosu is rabbi min achronim. There's makaris for it. That is the minig. You should not change the minig. We take a male, a rooster, for shlogin kavuris for a male person. Take a hen for a woman. They take for a woman who is a muberis two birds. One male, one female. It's Ulai Teled Zachar. Maybe the child which is born will be a Zachar. Maybe in a cave. So you cover both possibilities. Teragalim levonim. It's better to take chickens which are white. Good simon. Al darshan emar miuchatayechem kashonim kashel agabino. If there is bright as red as crimson, they become white. Agolita na kaparis laniyim. So what do you do with it? You give the after shet. You give the food to the laniyim. Alitoisim mamash nasal laniyim. Or you take it for yourself, but you give money to the laniyim instead. So the goat to base a kvoris, the daven there, in the merit of the people should bury there, that the children, their descendants should be saved. Or Rosh Hashanah capital tools, and you can prevent it by putting it. And your marv is stuck. These are all good things. Soon after you've used it, immediately after you use it, preferably you shet it. Right after you've moved around like a person's head and he put his hands on the head of the bird, it's almost karma like a korban. Then you do it right away. So the inner part which is not eating, they put out for the birds. Simmons is a tough race. Hey, so the Mishabur's are cutting out. So the Mechaber holds that it goes under the umbrella was known as Archei Amori. He's acting like the government, they have these superstitious type of things. So I don't have anything which is superstition. It was the way of the Amorites nation. So that is the opinion of the Mechaber.
Of what, Ramachal?
Of the Mechaber.
Mechaber.
Yeah. However, the more brings it's mentioned in some of the Gaonim. Many of the Gaonim mention it. Minhag Vasik, it's a well established minhag.
Mechaber didn't know that.
What?
Mechaber didn't know that.
Mechaber did not know that.
But the Gaonim.
That probably he did. But the fact that it's an established minhag in Poland, he probably did not necessarily know.
No, but the Gaonim.
Right. So I think what his argument is, you know, it would make sense that we should be Kabul. The idea of the Ka'anim, because, or, you know, once it's become the minhag, if you ask the chachilut, should we accept the lav dafka? Once that's already established minhag, it makes sense to keep it. Okay, minimum seconds of insurance to cut base. Yashu koma shakol ma shoyis loy vazeh kol hayroy lavo eloy. That a person should have the thought process that, you know, as you see this happening, you realize it could happen to you. And through tshuva, the person takes away the gzeirah, and someone asks the word, he's expressing out the loss he deserves in this bird. Rishonim use a similar type of idea, not exactly the same, a similar type of idea. When a person brings a korban and basically makes for doing an aveiru, right? He thinks through each step that's being done as if it's being done to himself. So he gets this feeling of there's a cleansing process by accepting upon yourself that destruction because of the aveiru. Right time to take advantage of this idea is early in the morning. Because the meat of rachamim is garver in the morning, as it moves from nighttime into daytime, the meat of rachamim is more powerful. So the person in charge has to make sure that they get a torch. You can't use a candle because you can't really, the candle flickers, so it's hard to check properly and check the shechita properly. But a torch is strong enough that the light will be sufficient to shecht.
What's it say? Lahaz here, la'avuk.
Lahaz, to arrange.
Lahaz mean la'avuk.
So you make sure that they have this good light there for shechting. They wait after davening, not before davening. Fine. The people are pushing. The shechtim are working, trying to be pressure. They're off the whole night working. People are getting fetchy and pushy, etc., which doesn't lend for a good situation either. And they get to the point where they don't feel the knife well because they're so tired. It's an available, so then the shechit will not be valid. It's an available. So the shechit kaparis, he calls Saras, you made shuba, who's man the kaparis. Don't wait till the last minute, do it earlier in the week. So you won't be in this line over here, which is ending up with a non kosher bird, geshachta for you, with the guy yelling at you. Just do it early in the week. Oy, she sambu al rashahem b'mos. Use money instead. Use the money. It's a reward that you have, that you're being careful not to be ever, you're giving up the minute when everybody else does because you're concerned about the validity of the shechita. That's a valid concern, and this way you're much more you accomplish more by using money for stock instead. Person who can afford it, and wants to write, bring the shaykhah to you, so you'll have a quiet place with no pressure. You have to pay him well, right? And then you can do the minig over there without any problems. Some people, the shaykhs do travel from house to house, starting by midnight all the way till the morning. Yeah. if that's what they're planning to do, they should take a nap the day before. We don't want them, you know, cocking out in the middle of the sheet. They also have to arrange a lot of good knives, which already have been checked. And still, that being said, having knives ready to use, if you need to find a problem with the knife, you don't have time to necessarily go and fix it. You have other knives available, you fix them after Yom Tov. But you, each shechita, you should do it. You should do a bedika. Right, so you should, don't do a few shkitas and then do a bdika. Do a bdika after each one to see if it was good. Even when you shat at somebody's house, all the neighbors can join. If you shat at his own house, forget it, everybody knows where he is. Everybody's going to crowd in. Everybody arrives at the same time with their kapores. You don't have time to do the bedika properly like you would like to. So now, what do you do? We're afraid that because of the pressure, he will not be careful. The best suggestion is at least after each one person's shkita check, so you know whatever was done before was trafe, whatever was done after was kosher. So he shafted, you know, for himself, for his wife, his daughter, his son, etc. Get those done, check before he goes to the next person. At least you know what the status of these items by that person. So you take two.
You mean at least to know the status of these items?
He shafts, sets them out to birds. Doesn't bedika the sakin is good. Check out the number. The sakin is no good. We have to assume the sakin is not good the whole time. So he waits till after 10, so you're going to make 10 trade or an avail. Waits after 20, you're going to make 20 an avail. Waits left with 3, you make 3 in the veil. So which one should be better to do? The only problem is he's in a big rush. So we release between each fellow bus. So you're like, he's bringing in 5 birds, he's bringing in 8 birds, he's bringing in 2 birds. Right? So between each one, each group of check, at least we know whose are the problem. Okay. How many does it take a woman who's a muberis? You take 2 birds. Tanagol, it means one male and one female. Tanagol Shemit Vlad Zocher. Maybe the child is a male, so you want to use a male bird. But Tanagol is a filim of Vlad in the cave, he's Kaprishneim. And a female bird, in case the child is in the cave, you cover your bases. Okay. He Atzmo, but. Vlad Bechus. And you remember, she's a woman, obviously. So Tanagrathus will either go for herself, and if it's a girl, the girl will join her on her bird. If it's a boy, you cover her and her child. They can't afford to buy themselves. They can partner to buy a bird. Some take from a bear 3 birds. three birds, one for her, and then two for the children, male and female. So two female birds and one male bird. This is my chalipin, my exchange. Tumarasi that goes in place of me, and kaparasi, my kapar. So the Rosh Tevis is chatach. That's how you remember it. Chalifosi, tumarasi, kaparasi. Shem Malach Amun Alachayim. And that's significant because chatach is the name of the Malach, which is appointed on Chaim, whatever that means. Some people have used white birds, but Tanagarlim Levonim, Mimakomokim, Ain Dachar, Achare Levonim, Dafka, you should not look Dafka for whites. Koshinagim, Anoshin Shemahadin, Achare, and Beyersim, and Nesim Beyarka, people who pressure themselves to get the Dafka that, and they pay large sums of money, that's not proper. And it's an issue over here because, there's a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah which says that you, before their holiday, you can't sell them white roosters because they use them for the karbonis, for their Avodah Zarah. It's not a good idea. Ellen Yavim Memela, Liktos B'mikach Shadat Hanagarlim, Yikta Oisai Bal Yarmaklum. If you're buying a group of birds and one then turns out to be white, so fine. So you say, great, that's it. You don't say anything more. You don't have to verbalize anything. Generally, you take something which cannot be used as a korban because you're afraid the person might end up being makdish like a korban, and then you're really up the creek.
A dog.
You take a avos, a sharp of the chaim, shen a marim like krav on his bath. You show my fellow dog, and some say you can use the fish. Menogal lutein. Some people have a give that you give them the comparison to the aniyim. So the Niel told the Nebuchadnezzar when he saw this, and the Nebuchadnezzar saw this bad vision, that you'll be able to redeem the bad elements of your dream by giving stock. Truth is, it's better to do that. Be part of the money, give money to the Niel. Because he's very uncomfortable. He says he brought me this bird. He first takes the bird and puts all the bears in the bird. And he said, here, eat the bird. It's a little bit insulting to the honey. But he was pointed, and he gives money instead. It's a different ballgame. You know, this person is an oni, but he's a guy, type of guy that these things he's not sensitive about. You can give the birds. He gains, even though financially the value might be the same, he gains all the tircha. He has a shechted bird as opposed to a non shechted bird.
Has a shechted?
A shechted bird ready to go, as opposed to when he has to go find the shechted, etc. So a person is part of himself with money, which he gives suddenly him, part of the commercial money. You estimate the value in the marketplace of the birds that you shafted, how much they've been sold for, and that's the value you give to him. If you can afford that, because you can't use meiser money for this purpose. Anything which people undertake is a semi chayv or a chayv, you can't use meiser money for. Al kavoros of the harvest, the people meant to go to the basic forest to daven there, and to marbe in suda. We yachalitin ze mimos pinyan kavoros. Ve'en la harvest shabatchinas rak ma'ashem yosid me'akamrenim Shein Amram Hayemta. Sign. They give stalkers. That second one you can give from the money you got for Pinyan Kaboris. You shouldn't spend too much time over there with all these different things that people add in. Say the basic things which the Kambanim already instituted, and that's sufficient. So we got a law, but Yeshua Kosher Yeshua Mayad over there. You shouldn't put the smich on top of the thing. Nirik Amatis Kodot Shemashatam Huduk, you're being Makdashit. Macherim Kosher Shen Lachos Zer, Kimashatanago, and a Rolam is there. So even if they would, they'll figure out pretty quickly that it's not a korban. Doesn't look like one. Zarkin tests. They would throw it up to the roof. The gizzer, the innards of the bird. The birds flit around and take from other people. The part of the body where it intakes the gazel is the digestive system. We don't eat it, so we even just discard it right away. So this reminds us to stay away from these birds. These birdies are Kaneva birds. I'm not a Kaneva person, so stay away. Okay, what time is it?
10 minutes after 8.
It's 8:15. That's all that's here. It's a good stopping point.